I'm Johnny Mack with your daily comedy news. Chris Garcia tweets, I don't really see a lot of people talking about it, but Ted Lasso is so good. I've loved every episode more than the last and look forward to it every week. It's exactly the feel-good comedy I need right now. Ted Lasso is my favorite thing on television right now. It is the story of an American football coach who becomes a British soccer football coach in the UK. It is wonderful. You should watch it. It's on Apple TV+. I'm with Chris Garcia. Ted Lasso is so good. Ryan Hamilton asks, have we tried sky bleaching? Sounds interesting. Sam Morrill says, my first question if I get to moderate a debate between Trump and Biden is, how many pills to get that dick hard? Conan O'Brien says, I'm hearing conflicting stories in the news, so just to clarify, does Putin have to vote in person or can he still use a mail-in ballot? Ryan Hamilton again said, hey, I never heard, what was the gender? Sarah Cooper, you know her, she does pantomime to Donald Trump videos on the TikTok, but she had a funny joke. She said, sometimes it's hard to see the forest for the exploding trees. And Kate Hannigan asks, when will the famous people stop the fires with their singing? All right, more from that New York Times article with Chris Rock. They asked, hey, Chris Rock, did you want to participate in the recent protests? Chris said, me and my kids, we looked from afar, but we're in the middle of a pandemic, man, and I know people who have absolutely passed from it. I'm like, dude, this COVID thing is real. Also real is racism, and it's not going away. I said this before, but Obama becoming the president, it's progress for white people. It's not progress for black people. It's the Jackie Robinson thing. It's written like he broke a barrier as if there weren't black people that could play before him. And that's how white people have learned about racism. They think when these people work hard enough, they'll be like Jackie. And the real narrative should be that these people, the black people, are being abused by a group of people that are mentally handicapped. And we're trying to get them past their mental handicaps to see that all people are equal. The Times asked about when Jimmy Fallon got criticized this past spring for showing a 20-year-old clip of Jimmy Fallon playing Chris Rock in blackface on Saturday Night Live. How did Chris feel about the segment? Rock said, hey man, I'm friends with Jimmy. Jimmy's a great guy and he didn't mean anything. A lot of people want to say intention doesn't matter, but it does. And I don't think Jimmy Fallon intended to hurt me. And he didn't. The Times said, there's been a wider push to expunge blackface from any movies or TV shows where it previously appeared. Have people taken it too far? Chris Rock said, if I say they are, then I'm the worst guy in the world. There's literally one answer that ends my whole career. Blackface ain't cool, okay? That's my quote. Blackface is bad. Who needs it? It's so sad we live in a world now where you have to say, I am so against cancer. I just assumed you liked cancer. No, no, no. I am so against it. You have to state so many obvious things you're against. From Cleveland.com, Hannibal Buress is back on tour. He says, I'm excited to have like a dope experience and do something different that's really going to be a time capsule for right now. He thinks the tour will give him an opportunity to stretch himself as a performer, but also provide people with some much-needed entertainment. He says the driving experience with people being in their cars gives them some kind of control. But Cleveland.com said, hey, since comedians typically feed off the energy of the crowd, how do you know if you're killing it or bombing or what's going on? Hannibal said, my show won't be a typical comedy club show that depends on hearing the laughs. Well, there'll be laughs, but I'm trying to plan the show to where my pace and rhythm aren't dependent on the audience laughing. But it's going to be weird. I don't know how I'm going to handle honking. I've seen clips of other people performing drive-ins and people honking their horns. It drove me crazy. This is not just a rehash of Miami Nights, which is the YouTube special that he put out a little while ago. 1.8 million views, by the way. He says, I have to approach the show in a different way. I think it's going to make for a completely different experience for me and the audience. I'm super hyped about this tour. Let me be clear. It is new material. What should the audience expect? Buress says, nothing I could explain in a text article. How to make the current situation funny, he says the difficulty is in everybody's experience has been kind of similar. So is what you're talking about unique or what's expected? A lot of comedians are doing relationship material, how people are dealing with the quarantine. So what's your take on that? And he talks about how his own experience has evolved during the pandemic. He says, not to say that I'm not as diligent now as in March or April. I tried wiping my groceries, but then I eventually was like, you know what, man? If coronavirus comes in this bag of Cheez-Its, then it wanted it more than I did. Both teams played hard, but Corona won. F it. I can't keep wiping groceries for the rest of my life. My friend Vinny Pastor has a new podcast. Vinny, you know him as Big Pussy on The Sopranos. It's called Forget About It with Vinny Pastor featuring Gooba Johnny. Sounds like this might have a certain vibe, this podcast, Forget About It with Vinny Pastor featuring Gooba Johnny. Vinny said, radio has been my lifelong passion from when I was a DJ at the Fame Lollipop Club to DJing at my own club, The Crazy Horse, and then 5 years on SiriusXM with The Wise Guy Show and his pal, Johnny Mack. I worked very closely with Vinny on that show. Vinny says, I'm so happy to be back at the mic. Forget About It, along with my co-host and lifelong friend, Gooba Johnny. And hey, you want a random segue? I'm leaving this in. In my Word doc, I accidentally moved one line down. So here's a random tweet that has nothing to do with Vinny Pastor. And this is from Conan O'Brien, who tweets, okay, it's been over 135 years. I think we're ready for a second English muffin brand. There's no reason that went there in this program. I just had a funny line. If you're looking at my doc, it says, with my co-host and lifelong friend Goomba Johnny, okay, it's been over 135 years. I think we're ready for a second English muffin brand. I could actually hear in my head Vinny Pastor being ticked off about English muffins and just saying, like, all right, it's been 135 years. I think we're ready for second English muffin brand. From Dev Discourse, your home for comedy news, say it with me. Elizabeth Hurley, John Cleese, and Kelsey Grammer, they will do a family comedy film. It's called Father Christmas is Back, The Story, an original idea that revolves around Caroline Christmas. That sounds like an Adam Sandler kind of concept, doesn't it? Caroline Christmas is a control freak who desires nothing more than a perfect Christmas with her sisters at her lavish country manor to make up for the fact that their father abandoned the family on December 25th many years ago. That sounds like an Adam Sandler plot. When on Christmas Eve, their long-lost father arrives at their doorstep with his new girlfriend, chaos ensues. Through a series of mishaps and misunderstandings, Caroline uncovers a long-buried family secret. Can the family still celebrate Christmas together after all? I don't know, but John Cleese is in it. But man, that sounds like a Sandler movie, doesn't it? Hey, Ron White, another person I've worked with, name dropper. Who am I? Governor Andrew Cuomo? That's a callback from Thursday's episode. Ron White is selling his house for $7 million. If you do the blue collar comedy tour, you might be quite rich. His house was customized with just about everything. Spanning three stories, the hillside house boasts ornate chandeliers, one-of-a-kind built-ins, and handrails infused with crystals. Don't gloss over that. Handrails infused with crystals. This from the LA Times. Common spaces such as a kitchen and formal dining room fill out the main level. Two master suites connected by a closet occupy the top level. And down below are amenities such as a wet bar, sound room, recording studio, and barbershop. Really? Why would you possibly need a barbershop in your own place? There's an elevator in case you don't want to walk the three stories. Not bad, Ron White. And that is your comedy news for today. Hey, tomorrow, fun episode about a fake U2 concert put on by an improv group. I chuckled throughout the entire episode. Yes, I already recorded it. It's a video. If you want to look at it ahead of time, go on Improv Everywhere, and the article is called Even Better Than the Real Thing. But that's what I will talk about tomorrow. And you can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts now, or just follow us on Spotify. Thank you so much for listening. Catch you tomorrow.